A realm of heroes, gods, and monsters. A realm of fate, destiny, and those who defy both. This is their journey. This is the mythic Podyssey of Theros. Hello and welcome to the Mythic Podyssey of Theros, a show in which our brave adventurers carve a tale of legendary proportions in Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. My name is Ross and I'll be your Dungeon Master for this Odyssey, and with me as always are our heroes.
Hi, it's Adam. I'm playing Styx Nautalus, ASMR, Samurai Fighter Dude, Scree Slider.
Samurai Fighter Dude.
Hi, I'm Joe, playing Zenny Bowleaper, mostly fairly good explorer, but is currently feeling rather tired after pushing it a bit too far last night.
Some dodgy night's sleep on the side of a mountain.
Mm. Or lack of sleep.
Or lack of trying to sleep on the side of a mountain, yeah.
I'm Michael, I'm playing Thrasos, the barbarian minotaur guy, and yeah, he's now in a country that doesn't want him there, a city that doesn't allow minotaurs. So yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
It's literally illegal to be you now. Yeah.
They're, I'm an alien.
That's awesome.
They're going to kill me.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
And I'm Dan. I'm playing Raladifus the Wizard and his face full of dirt.
How many hit points you got there, Ral?
Six.
Many wizards.
And I only have those six because we leveled up. And because I've got such a hearty constitution.
Leveling up is a way of getting out from being unconscious.
That is fully how I intend to stay alive. Just keep failing upwards.
Is this what you ask at the end of every episode?
Yeah, it's the only way I'll get...
Because Ral's unconscious.
It's the only way I can recover hit points. Ever.
There you go. Last time on Mythic Podyssey, the adventurers made their way through the eastern mountains of Akros and into the Fortress Polis, or at least the country which wherein the Fortress Polis resides, and they are now in the flat uplands in the valley of Akros. It is midnight, passing from the 19th to the 20th of Polydricean, and they are knackered and hurt, but there may be friendly lights on the horizon as a small vineyard ahead of you has some small twinkly lights on.
I slipped a little and fell down that big hill, and now
so it looked like you passed out for a second.
I think I might have done a little bit, just for a little bit though.
Maybe they'll have some boots so you can finally change those fucking sandals.
Well, that's the problem. It's the sandals aren't good for.
Is it lack of grip?
Mountain. Yeah, they're not good for this mountainous
you
terrain.
You need these goat feet.
You forgot to pack your hiking sandals.
I didn't bring my hiking sandals. These are library sandals. They're not. Hard weather sandals. They're not climbing sandals.
I've just got visions of Ral wearing like fucking sandals you see kabuki fucking actors wearing on stage with like the big square.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, like the random ridge.
That's what they are.
Ridges at the bottom.
Yeah.
They make you a little taller so you can reach books that are higher up the shelf.
That's why he's never gone more. That's why he's never gone 30 foot in a single round of combat because he can't.
Yeah, I'm not built for running. These shoes aren't for running.
Oh dear.
These are my reading shoes.
These are my reading sandals.
So, anyway, vineyard over there, I guess we should go and say hello.
You say hello?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
We just need to, like, hide you in the barn?
If we just put, like, some grass on him and hid him in a bush?
I mean, how do you feel about sleeping in a haystack tonight?
I've slept in worse places.
Didn't we sleep in a barn recently?
Yeah, we all slept.
I mean, recently we slept. Very recently, we slept in a cave filled with lava. So
toxic
vapors.
Even a hay bale is a marked improvement on.
You have to be quite in it though, just in case no horns poking out or anything.
I'm sure you can manage that.
I'll stay with you and put you in the bubble.
Ooh,
I can give you the bubble.
We're gonna go see.
I mean. So it's Demetrius's family, and yeah, I was thinking I might be able to. I mean, if I could just talk to them, maybe either they'd report me to the guards or they'd take pity on the guy who was mates with, you know.
Do these people know you?
Nope.
Have they met you? Not met you before.
Do you know their names?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. He never told me their names. He just kind of referred to them as the wife and the boy.
Urindors.
So, yeah.
Good.
Slight flaw to the plan.
Do you have any trinkets or anything? Did you keep anything in Demetrius's?
Yes, because that's not going to look sus, is it? I'm here on behalf of your dead husband. Oh,
your husband's dead. Here's all of his stuff.
I didn't get much of a chance, you know, as I was escaping the undead that killed him.
Yeah, didn't you say he was eaten by zombies or something?
Yeah, well, he was killed by some undeads, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, he told me lots about them. I don't know. I know lots about him. He told me stories and that he said he used to tell to his little boy. So I don't know if I could convince them with that.
Is there something really, really specific he told you that only he would know that you could tell his wife? You know, like her favorite.
He did have.
She likes her toes being sucked or something like that.
Why does it have to be a sex thing? Why
because
does it,
it's Adam. That wasn't sex talking.
Why does it have to be a sex thing?
Perhaps she likes reading a book on a Sunday afternoon.
Why can't it be what her favourite flower is? Or, you know, what her favourite book is? Or
lots of people could know that. Only Demetrius.
What her favourite word is. Not a lot of people know favourite words.
My favourite word is...
Yours is probably sword.
Oh,
or stab. But even then, like, I don't rightly know, because it could be equally as likely to be sword or stab. Or slash. Or cut. Or hack. Or maim.
A lot of those are pretty common where I'm from, actually.
Or kill,
Surely there's a single piece of information you know that.
I mean, he did... I don't know, he had... Yeah, he had a bit of a saying, a motto, if you will, and he said, it was something along the lines of, what's the point in strength if you don't use it to save those who don't have any, or something
That's
like that.
That's quite profound.
It was, I've guffed up the phrasing a little bit, but he said it to me as he died as well. I don't know.
It's quite that's profound, something. Though. It's a good point. If you're a strong boy, you should use your strength to help
the sounds
less
like something
fortunate.
Could be in the play.
We are not going back to the papier-mâché Minotaur disguised as a Minotaur.
You're as bad as that knobhead from Mean Girls who wants to make fetch a thing, Jim. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Actually, I'll make a Spider-Man reference, but fine.
Okay, fine.
if you know like this phrase, it's a phrase he said and only he said, and if you said it to them, we could...
Yeah, I mean, I think, what if you guys go and knock on, and I will, like, hang back a bit, and you can be like, oh, well, we've got a friend who's, you have to, you know, be open-minded, he knew your husband, you know, he's a Minotaur though, so don't freak out.
I wouldn't give him a chance. Maybe a bit more.
Maybe
go a bit more softly than that. Not maybe, just be like, oh, here's a guy, he knew your husband. He's a Minotaur, but don't panic. Like, let's ease into it more slowly.
And then I can come out after you've buttered them up a bit.
What's Demetrius' full name?
Demetrius Gracchus.
Gracchus.
Yeah.
So
Gracchus.
We can go over and we can tell them.
Mrs. Gracchus.
Mrs. Gracchus.
Young Master Gracchus.
We can be like, we understand your husband was taken by the Minotaurs.
We have one.
We have
one. But he's a good one.
We understand your husband was taken, and we have somebody who was with him when he escaped and tried to get home to you, but unfortunately didn't make it. This person would like to pay respects, but we just need you to just be a bit open-minded because...
I mean, Mrs. Gracchus might not even know that...
Oh, she definitely does.
But,
no, he's dead. We are actually delivering the news of her husband's death as well. I forgot.
Like, she might not even know that he was taken by Minotaurs. She might not even know what a Minotaur looks like.
We might
be able to convince her that he's actually just a really big satyr.
We're in Akros. Everybody knows what Minotaurs look like.
She might not. You're making a huge assumption. And in my experience, assuming people know things... is you know, often proven to be incorrect.
Yeah, we've also established you've got fuck all common sense. So
that's not true.
That's definitely
true. I've read many books about
this. This is the person who decided to open an owlbear jar in a
that
tent.
Wasn't me. That
a
was not
fucking
that,
night.
That, objection. That is conjecture. There is no evidence that I did that. That is hearsay.
I'm just going to point out that you were the only one there, and
there were plenty of other, plenty of other plausible explanations.
Like, absolutely nothing, Ralph. Shut the fuck up. So I'm just gonna. I'm assuming the vineyard's relatively close to.
I assume you've been walking a little bit. Yeah.
At this rate, Zenny's just sort of striding up at it.
You're looking at about 25, 30 miles down to Akros itself. So you're looking at most of a day's travel to Akros, but it's only about an hour from where you are to the vineyard. And there's other vineyards and villas off to each side and stuff, but you've come out of the mountains in basically the exact right spot.
That taking into account I'm moving at half pace at the moment.
I would say that unless everyone
pace is almost the same as everyone else's.
Unless everyone's exhausted, you're going to be able to go at full speed between you, just chivvying you on. But yeah, it'd take you about an hour to get to the vineyard, and then it's most of a day's travel down to Akros, so it's not far at all.
This is the right vineyard to press us?
I had that vision.
You're getting like a special tingle?
It looks familiar. I'm pretty sure that's the one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
I think the best course of action, just to be honest, like, let's not try and deceive anyone. Let's not try and pull the wool over their eyes. Just tell it like it is, that we're here. We would come here because Demetrius had a good friend. Thrasos is a good friend of ours and said that you would help us because you're good people. Also, Thrasos has horns, but don't let that bother you.
How did Demetrius treat you when you first met? I mean, obviously the situation you met in was awful, but was he antagonistic with you? Was he angry about you, or was he?
Not really.
Was he friendly straight away?
There was a bit like I was kind of by myself in the blood pits for the first, couple of days. Obviously he had his. There was that group of, him and his warriors that were quite a tightly knit group of gladiators. And then there was, the crazy, crazy minotaurs and that who wanted to be there as well. And I kind of kept to myself because I didn't really know who they were either at that time. And yeah, they approached me one day and were just like, "Hey, like, you don't seem like those other ones, and do you want to come and have lunch with us?"
So he was actually fairly open-minded.
I think, yeah, he seemed pretty. I don't know.
I think you've got to be in the blood pits to be.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't have one.
We had all sorts.
You can't really be too picky about your friends, about the sounds.
We had all sorts there. I mean, it was Leonin and centaurs and. There was a satyr as well. They didn't last very long while I was there anyway. Not because they were a satyr, no offence.
I mean, probably because they were a satyr. We're not really fighters.
Yeah, anyway. He was a nice bloke. He had a way of seeing, who people were. Kind of bringing out the best in people.
Well, maybe his wife and son share those same values.
Perhaps he taught them to his family before all that horribleness happened to him.
Yeah, maybe.
To be fair, not all the Kravens are pricks. Some of them just are.
I assumed it would have just been fairly ingrained into their scolding, to be honest. When all you're taught is Minotaurs are evil and you never taught another side to a story, it's probably a bit difficult to see it the other way.
You're also on the border of Minotaur land, where every time anyone ever sees one, they're frothing and murdering. So,
it's fairly understandable.
It's fairly well supported by the evidence.
Yes, I think for us, you're very much the exception to the rule, aren't you? But you're not, so far, a horrible murderman.
So, as you're approaching, you can see now that there's a few lights on in a large-ish house. And next to the house, there's a couple of big barns and what appear to be storage sheds and things. And a whole bunch of vines leading, extending out from the house in your direction. So you kind of, because you're coming from the mountains, you're coming from the vine side. And there's a small sort of chain link, chicken wire fence ringing this place. It's like a couple of miles wide, this vineyard. And as you start to circle around it, you can get towards the house. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, but there are a couple of lights still on.
Can we see any movement in the grounds at all?
Give us a perception check.
Yeah, that's a disadvantage.
Yeah, they couldn't be much more at disadvantage since it's also in the dark.
Yeah. So
like you're looking at starlight.
A 12.
You can't see any movement in the grounds. Unsurprisingly, there's a very very small amount of starlight just lighting it up just enough, but you can't see.
I might hear the occasional rustle, but for all I know,
it's your own feet.
Person.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really tell. But yeah, there's a sort of a gravel pathway running up to the front door of the house, and a few sort of trees around nearby. The gravel pathway actually stops just in grass, and it just leads all the way. And the city is just over open plains down the way. So yeah, who's approaching the house and who's hiding in a tree?
I'll approach the house.
Thrasos will hide behind a tree
somewhere. Right, it's you, I guess.
Up to you. I mean, they'll be used to seeing Akroban soldiers around here.
Yeah.
Like, I still bear the mark of the Akroban army.
Satyrs are just friendly in general.
Yeah. What about you, Dick Faces?
It's never bad luck.
It's uncalled for, really.
It's no need. Minute, but you can
His
have inspiration
nose.
For that.
No need at all.
His nose isn't that big.
I genuinely said that to try and get inspiration.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Right, I think you should take that bad
down.
I feel like we're abusing the system now. I'll hang about with you for a bit, keep you company. Just in case this goes on a long time and you might get bored or wander off.
I mean, yeah, that seems I'm pretty invested in what's going on here.
Yeah,
actually,
but you never know. You might see a butterfly or a shiny object and be like, ooh, look
at that. It's night time, so it'd be a moth.
Who knows what it could be? Who knows what you could be distracted by?
Now, that was, for the listeners, a demonstration of synchronized survival proficiency. and that was a demonstration of Adam being gross.
So Adam.
So
me and Zenny will go to the door and talk to Mrs. Greco.
Okay.
Mrs. Greco. Join me in the bushes, Ralph.
I will join you. I will join you adjacent to the... I will stand next to the bush.
Do I hear any rustles? No
Just
moves.
Just because it's called
no
cottage
moves.
Doesn't mean you need to be in a cottage.
So, you approach the door.
Alright. Yeah.
So as you approach.
What time are we on? Roughly.
Like 1 a.m.
Right, fuck. Sorry.
So, awkward. Yeah. Awkward.
Weary travellers.
Yeah, exactly.
We could have waited, I guess, but.
We could have just gone in the bar anyway.
We're here now.
Oh, speaking of which, everyone make a constitution saving throw. It's been another hour of travel.
Oh heavens.
Maybe we should have just
passed.
Is that normal? Because
how many
saving throws?
Yeah, so this would be like your fourth one, so your difficulty is 14.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oof, I failed mine. I got a 10. I thought I'd passed it until you said it was 14.
Yeah, it'll be your fourth one.
Yeah, but so, I was like, oh, a 10, that's good. Oh, wait, no, we've done like four of these already.
Another level of exhaustion for Ral.
18.
No,
18.
One level of exhaustion. I passed all of
them. Oh, fair enough.
Zenny's the one that's failed, too.
Right.
Yeah, the first
How are you doing,
level
Zenny?
Of exhaustion.
I got a 16,
right.
So I'm good.
You're good. So it's probably not going to make much difference then. You're
powering through.
Yeah, so as you get to the gravel path, and you kind of have to circle around to get towards the front door, you see a sign above the pathway with a lovely sort of wooden carved sign saying Lucky Vines. And it seems to have had, it's obviously quite old, but has been quite nicely touched up a few times. Mm-hmm. Multiple layers of like wood stain have gone over this. This has been a vineyard for a lot of years.
Are we still in a heavy thunderstorm as well at the moment?
No, that has abated now.
So have we just done very loud, gravelly crunching all the way up to the door?
Unless you want to have not done that.
They're asleep, they'll be fine at this time of night.
Yeah, but also that's just announced our presence, we may not need to knock.
So, yeah, it's still polite to knock.
Oh, yeah, but someone might just come
out. You don't just walk up someone's gravel driveway and just stand there.
No, someone might that's open true. The door with a spear, like who's trying to invade.
Yeah, this is true.
Is it a Minotaur?
That's why he's in the bush.
That's right, he's in a bush about 50 feet away or something. So yeah, you find yourself at the front door of this really quite nicely appointed family home. Nice sort of laurel wreath door knocker.
Gentle little knock, or...?
No, I'm going to fucking knock on the door. People could be asleep, so Sticks is just gonna not like copper bang, proper like knock on the door.
Yeah. You see a after a few seconds, you see a light switch on. A
switch on?
Well, some sort of lantern.
They have magic.
They have electricity.
Click.
The light spell. Everyone
can do what I can do.
Now you see a warm orange glow. You see a warm orange glow on an upstairs floor, and some movement around inside, and what appears to be some kind of like gas lantern within the lower floor.
They use gas.
Fucking hell! This
God. Not even
a candle, Ross. It's a candle. Just say it's a candle.
Bloody hell, they're advanced, aren't they?
Maybe a sconce on the wall.
Is there a steampunk airship?
Oil is still a thing.
Oil's not gas, bro. Those are distinctly separate things.
You might get it from crude oil.
I should. Yeah, an oil.
Or from Thrasos.
An oil lamp of some kind inside is turned up. And yeah, you hear some movement inside, and the door opens. And within is a lady wearing a sort of a tunic-y type thing. She's her hair is all kind of tousled. She's in her like mid-30s
pajamas.
She's had time to change.
Like Scrooge in those, like, with the hat and the little candle.
She's thrown on a tunic. She is barefoot. And
Zenny will curtsy deeply, sort of grab Stix's elbow if you weren't already bowing. And
Stix is just going to brush your elbow off, considering that you don't bow in Akros and do a traditional Akroan greeting of like fist crossed chest in a salute. Yeah. Just bow his head.
She does the same. She's holding the lantern in one hand. She does the same, and then she just looks at you two like, "What are you doing? It's past midnight."
Is it Mrs. Grakos?
Yeah.
Grakos.
That first one, yeah.
My name's Styx Nautalus.
Right, look, if you want to buy wine, go into town. Plenty of inns will sell it to you. She starts to go to close the door.
We hear about your husband.
What?
Demetrius.
He's gone. She just goes to close the door again.
I'm going
to,
like... I can tell you how he's gone, I can tell you when he went, and I have somebody who was an incredibly close friend of his. That would like to meet you.
She takes a second. She looks in your eye. Give me a persuasion check.
Genuinely don't know who's actually going to be better than these at the moment.
My persuasion is +5.
Go for it.
That's a 9 from me because it was shit.
Bollocks. And she just starts.
He is genuinely serious. We've travelled with this man for. Actually, bug him. It's like a week or two.
It's 3 weeks, by the
3 weeks.
But we've traveled with this man for about a month or so, and he's not what you would expect. But he tells true stories, and as a satyr, I know a true story from a fable.
When everyone knows my husband's missing, everyone knows my husband's name. It's
and
an easy lie.
I'm not exactly local.
I'm gonna spout off the phrase Thrasos.
Just give me a persuasion check from Zenny first.
That is a 24.
Disadvantage?
Yes. I have a +10.
Fucking hell.
What the fuck?
Oh, I know why.
Yes, you know why.
Yeah, I've worked that one out. Yeah, she stops. She looks you in the eye and says, "Well, they say satyrs are lucky. I guess you better tell me the story." And she pulls the door a little bit open and sort of holds the lantern out and sort of gestures for you guys to come in.
Yeah, we'll go inside.
There's a small sort of kitchen table. There's quite a large amount of bowls of fresh grapes and fruit and things around. There's a mantelpiece with a couple of crossed swords in very Akroan style.
When I walk in, I will take Horizon's Edge off my back and I'll put it in, like, because I'm assuming, like, Akroan homes, there'll be, like, a weapon rack.
Armour rack.
Oh, I assume there's just a nice place to hang yourself.
There's an umbrella rack with a battle axe.
Like, you know, everybody carries the fucking
suit of armour hung up.
As you take Horizon's Edge off, and there isn't a rack, but as you turn around to place it beside the door, you realise that there was a short sword hanging above the door on the inside.
As in the Doom of Damocles kind of style?
No, as in she could have reached for it if she'd wanted to.
Did she look like she was going to at any point?
She, no. She looked like she was going for door. Yeah. But she had a backup.
So I'll
can we see what's going on from, like, down the driveway?
You hear their side of the conversation.
No dark vision, but, like, there's lights on, so, like, how much
you can see,
see?
You can see her sort of silhouetted.
As I see them going in, I will do a message to Zenny. Be like, are you going in? Should we follow?
Can we respond to a message?
You can reply back at the time I cast it, yeah.
Have I got in far enough to see if there's a window?
You can see windows from the outside, and you can see now you're in that there's a big, it's a big enough sort of wide room. So there's a couple of windows on each side of the door.
So as I'm stepping in, I'll sort of obviously whisper back, get as close to this window as you can and sort of make it look like I'm slightly scratching my head and pointing, scratching my head and pointing and just have a bit of a stretch.
All right.
Just to try and make it not look too weird.
Yep.
I'm just pointing it around the window and whispering.
To be fair, he's not going to see the window you're pointing at, so...
He might.
It's lit up a little bit. She's got the lantern inside.
Yeah, but we're surely through the light.
And now that you're
through, that's what I'm saying, as I'm walking in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a wide...
It's like I've caught you as you open the door wide and you've started coming in. Yeah. So like, I'm trying to quickly grab, like, are we following you in? And you've gone, no, go, window.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
But if there's somewhere near enough to it that you can still hide them.
They've gone in the house. Yeah. Zenny says we should go wait under that window.
You two give a stealth check.
We'll just slide over and head over to the window.
I'd say with advantage, she is distracted by the conversation with these two.
That roll for me.
If not, I was going to say I was going to start telling the story very well.
That's an 18.
18, you're good, I think.
That's like at least a 19.
You're fine for now. If she starts making checks, I'll check it against those. So she sort of shows you guys in, closes the door, you put your sword down, and
as we're walking towards, obviously, I'm still in my armour. A bit of armour, obviously, very clearly Erois champion armour, and I'm going to very subtly, like, slap it, and we're going to go back into the coin.
Subtly, talking subtly with, like, massive bunny quag marks.
As subtle as I can, when she's not paying attention, I'm just going
to,
like, hit it.
Oh, so you are actually genuinely trying to do it subtly, you aren't showing off?
I'm not showing off, I'm just trying to...
And she sets the lantern down on a table, and sort of just... She looks like she's kind of tense, as if she's not ready for a conversation just yet, and she bustles over and grabs a bottle of wine and three earthenware cups and comes and sits at this kitchen table.
When I see the bottle of wine, I'm going to look at Zenny, I'm going to be like, moderation.
Fine, this is dire news.
And then I'm going to pour a very small measure for Sticks. And then a normal measure for Zenny and Mrs. Gracken.
And she sits down and she looks at you, Zenny, and says, tell me about your friend. And she then looks at you, Sticks. Clearly she assumes it's you.
No, actually. As I said, we've been travelling with him for a while.
I'm an ex-serving soldier.
I know. So is my husband. I thought they maybe...
Never met your husband in my life. A close friend of ours.
Yeah. Our friend, unfortunately, met him after he had been taken.
We always wondered. His unit never came back. He never came back, but he was... Well, we thought he was probably dead. But then, I don't know, I think I would have known. I would have known if he was dead.
That's...
will be the bearer of bad news. Yeah. He's no longer with us now, but that's been a very recent thing.
That must have happened only months ago.
About 6 weeks. He was trying to get back to you and...
Our friend helped him get most of the way.
They were...
Sounds like him.
They were ambushed by... Undead.
You can't ask Thrasos.
That was me asking Thrasos.
Yeah.
I know my backstory. I don't know the rest of you.
Your husband gave his life for our friend to survive. He must have seen something in our friend.
That sounds like him. The idiot.
Well,
there's no point being strong if you don't protect the weak.
Yeah.
And she kind of rolls her eyes massively.
Oddly enough, that is what Thrasos said. Demetrius said to him quite a lot.
Thrasos?
That's our friend. He who was in
Is that a very obvious
it's
Minotaur
quite
name?
Yeah. Minotauri.
Styx is well aware it's a Minotauri name.
Thrasos. Really?
I'm just gonna... If Thrasos wasn't the person that we all know him to be, I would not be travelling with him.
She reaches out and takes your glasses and slides them back towards her. I think you better go.
Can I hear any of this from outside the window, or is it...
Give us a perception check. I'd say with advantage, because you've got quite a long time to keep trying to do it.
It's a flat roll. It's a 15?
Yeah, you heard all of that. I'd say, Ral, you can as well. Just let that check go on. Do you guys want to do anything up to this point in the conversation?
What if I go in and say I'm Frasos? That'll throw her off, because it's... You think, oh, maybe it's not a Minotaur name.
I think I need to do this myself.
Let's think.
But he's going to wait and see what these guys do if they leave. And if they start to leave, he will start creeping around to the front of the house to kind of interject us on the threshold.
What do you two do then?
Styx is going to sort of just look at it like deadpan, straight in the eye, but like, do the champions of Erebus still mean things in Akros?
Yeah.
Does the word of the champion of Erebus still carry any weight in this fucking city?
Yes. It does, but not necessarily ones who befriend barbarians.
Styx is going to look down at his gauntlet.
That's fair, you are a barbarian.
How do you know what class you are?
In the strictest sense of the word.
She checked
Mike's... Has she jumped through the fourth wall? Is she Deadpool?
She checked Mike's t-shirt, actually. She looked out of the window and just checked Mike's t-shirt.
Styx is gonna. I'm not gonna. He's not gonna like activate his armor or anything. But obviously, it's very clear fucking coin.
Yeah.
For him being a champion of Erebus, and be like, Erebus is the god of honorable combat. Do you think he would favor me in any way, shape, or form if I traveled with somebody who was not an honorable combatant?
Erebus got my husband killed. It seems honorable combat. Is what got my husband killed.
No.
And our friend is blessed by Karamitra.
She snaps a look over at you, and with your insight, a lot of surprise, like, that you picked that name out.
Wait. He carries a weapon blessed by the goddess. He is not your usual sort.
I was raised and I fought against Minotaurs for more than half my life because I was led to believe all of them were just bloodthirsty savages. Thrasos has very much changed my opinion of that and my perception of that. Looking at this amazing person, Minotaur, being, dude, whatever I want to call him.
Friend,
exactly that. Looking at this amazing friend that I have, that has laid his life down for me so many times, I understand why your husband chose to cast his lot with him and try and escape to get back to you.
I had a dream a few weeks ago. Karametra came to me and said that help will come from unexpected lands, and that through trial by combat yet unscarred, a weaver of vines and a breaker of chains. Let me meet him. Where is he?
Styx is just going to whistle.
Zenny will go and open the door. Do not just stand up by the window.
Hello, I've been peering through the bushes. Oh no, I was 100% just like kind of dunk.
As she says that, she walks over to the door and opens it, and she reaches up and takes the sword and draws it. She goes up to the door, she opens it, she takes the sword, takes a couple of steps back and draws it, and just looks at you two.
I assure you that will not be necessary.
So that's also going to walk around the house to the door.
I also want to point out that if Thrasos wants to take that off her, he's more than capable of, but Thrasos will...
Is that worth pointing out?
Thrasos will also quite happily essentially let her stab him to prove
To prove a point.
It's a short sword. It's a D6. It'll just unscar it.
She might have a really, really high strength.
She might, but it's a short sword, so she won't. It's dex.
She sort of points it towards the door, and Thrasos, they don't get a chance to go out because you just step around.
He'll step into the light, yeah. And he's kind of, I don't know if you've seen him quite this sheepish before. Like, he's kind of very nervously, like, he's kind of like wringing his like robes, like, kind of in his hands a little bit. He's going to step into the light and be like, Mrs. Gracchus, hello. I assume my friends introduced me. My name's Thrasos. I knew your husband.
She's quite tall. She's almost as tall as you. So she looks you in the eye and she's got the short sword pointed out. And she steps a couple
she's
of steps.
She's almost as tall as Thrasos.
She's tall for a
woman. He's 6'4".
He's not very tall. Not including your horns.
Okay.
Not including your horns. She steps towards you and the point of the sword just basically touches your chest and she looks you in the eye and it's like, prove to me you knew him.
There's no point in having strength unless you use it to protect the weak.
Everyone around here says that.
But I'm not from around here, am I?
No, you're not.
He used to tell me stories. Yeah. All kinds of stories, heroes and that, but my favourites were of the heroes Thatrius and his brave hound Salarax and the adventures they'd have.
King on the floor. And she just...
He told those stories to his little boy before we left.
She just steps forward, she just hugs you. And she just starts crying into the fur on your shoulder.
I'm gonna be as subtle as I can. I'm gonna pick the sword up, like return it to the sheath. I'm assuming she's also dropped something.
I want to try and sidle around Thrasos, and like then just like stand next to Vita and just try and like blend in like I've been here the whole time. Like.
When I put the short sword in, I can see him, and I just sort of drag him through the door. Like,
well, that was crazy.
That's
crazy
at this point, right? We just hear a crunch.
Give me a stealth check.
Probably not. 10.
She's very distracted and she's crying into Thrasos' shoulder. You managed to sneak in and stand next to
Yeah, I just sidled next to Zenny, just like, whoa, what a crazy ride that was. I was glad I was here for this.
You fucking idiot.
It's cool, I've been here the whole time.
She's sort of crying into Thrasos' shoulder, she looks up a little bit like, oh, there's three of you now.
No, I've always been here. It's me, Raoul. Everyone knows me.
He's our other friend. He's our scribe.
I've been here all the time, taking notes.
Okay. She leans back and looks up at you.
Did we get your name? We didn't catch her name, did we? Just kept calling her Mrs. Mrs. Grackle.
Sarah.
Yes, it's nice to meet you, Sarah.
Well, would you two like some wine?
I don't drink wine.
I could do you some water.
Is it clean?
Yeah, of course it's bloody clean.
Well, some places water's not clean at all.
It's a vineyard!
Hang on a second.
She takes the sword off the wall.
Please don't stab me.
Let me handle the refreshments, Mrs. Gracchus. Can I come inside? Is that alright?
Please. She sort of gestures at the
kitchen
table.
I'm feeling we've got some stuff to talk about. And he's going to kind of come in and kind of unhitch Vine Weaver from his back and kind of tap it twice and continue to create food and water in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Full table.
Yeah.
I think this should do us.
I'm going to pick up a croque monsieur and throw it to Ra.
Oh, my favourite. You always know exactly what foods are perfect for every occasion.
Always put a few croaks in there for you.
Put a few croaks on it. Yeah.
I'm going to sit there and put like a tomahawk steak and just be like,
croak it up.
She's like, well, you're going to put me out of business with this.
No, you truly are
blessed by Karamitra.
It's just for us, really. We don't really sell it, do we?
Selling it would be a bit improper, I think. It's, you know, for all who need it. It's kind of thanks to Demetrius, really. I probably wouldn't have, you know, cottoned on to Karamitra without him.
I did tell him he needed to diversify his prayers. He works on a vineyard, after all. Some of the time.
You can't worship the stab man while you're growing leaves.
Well, he was not here all the time, although I wish he was.
You said you had a dream about a weaver of vines and a breaker of chains.
That's you.
Hello.
That's what they call you, right?
I know, that's what. And that's what they call the halberd and be like, ask him what this is called.
She looks at you, Versus.
That's Vine Weaver. And the breaker of chains is what Lady K called me. So
yeah, when he had a.
That's what we call her. We just call her K because we're buds now.
She grabs one of the larger bottles of wine you've produced into quite a large cup, and and she looks at you, Thrasos, and says, "Well, tell me how my husband died, then."
I mean, I'd rather tell you how he lived,
I knew at least most of that.
That's true.
Where did he go after he left across that last time?
Well, unfortunately, he was captured by my kind, and they took him to a not very nice place, a place of blood and worship of the god of slaughter, Nogus, the Blood Pits. It was a gladiator ring where they hosted all kinds of bouts for that prick of a god. So I met him there, and I was why I was chucked in there, because I betrayed my own kind. So and he took me in, kept me alive, and made me want to become the hero that I am now. We're heroes. We didn't mention that before. Don't know if these guys mentioned. Did you guys mention we're heroes?
No.
God damn it, guys.
That's your line. We always save that for you.
I still don't fully believe it myself, to be honest.
But yeah, it was about, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago now. We broke out, and yeah, the rest of the warriors of the Last Stand. There's a group of people who kind of tried to hold off against the crazy motherfuckers that...
Did he come up with that name?
It's kind of already named when I got there. I don't know if that was his doing.
Like
maybe. It was a bit corny, if you ask me.
Yeah, he always had a flair for the dramatic.
Just whilst...
He really did.
Thrasos is chatting with Sarah, I'm going to grab Ral by the robes, pull him in and be like, we should take the name. You should honour Demetrius. I'm gonna slap him around the face and put him back.
Why do you need to? Why do you have to slap me all the time?
It's how I show affection.
It's bullshit. This is
Sticks is also
this
like
is textbook
rude.
Abuse.
It's also like,
and you're rude, saying it's in, and to do so in the name of affection is
your oil lighting
only exasperated.
Oil lighting.
Yeah, you're gaslighting me, bro. Don't gaslight me.
She watches this happen and looks back
you're
at Thrasos.
You're oil lamping me.
It she looks back at you, Thrasos, and says, hey, it's a good name.
What was the good name? Sorry. I got distracted by being slapped.
The Last Stand, it's what...
The Last Stand, yeah, that is good.
We were the Last Stand against Mogus, you know.
Which do you think's better, Sarah? The Last Stand or The Faded Four?
Well...
Or Fortune, but spelt like the number four.
I like my husband's flair for the dramatic. I like The Last Stand.
I like The Last Stand too.
I like it, yeah. But anyway, where was I? I've completely lost my train of thought.
Blood
now.
Pits.
Blood pits.
She takes another big sip of wine.
Yeah, I mean, we did what we could to, you know, make every death not count to, you know, to that the bad one, you know, give honourable combat where we could, and you know, he kept us going with stories of heroes and that, and kind of eventually we broke out and made our way here. Well, tried to anyway. The rest of them didn't make it. There are quite a few friends that we lost on the way out, and you know, in the lands around Skofos. But it was when we were trying to, about to come into the Catachon. I can never pronounce this word.
Neither can I.
Catachon Mountains. That's how you pronounce it. We were set upon by some undead, and he didn't make it.
He's faced them enough in the Ashlands, but never just two of them. Entire hoplite units were set upon by those zombies up there, and sometimes very few of them came back. Two of you, it's astounding that even one of you survived.
He took bloody tons of them down with him.
I bet he did.
Yeah, but, yeah, and he's the one who got me to... I mean, I knew he'd been praying to Karamitra for, you know, to keep your vineyard going for ever since I knew him. And I just knew that, you know, without him to pray for it, then, you know, I had to take it up, you know, that's what got me doing that. And I vowed to find you guys and make sure you're all right.
And you've travelled a long way since then?
I mean, yeah. Been to Tessa, all over the shop. kind of taken the scenic route, haven't we?
Well, it's been a long journey. We've been a lot of places.
Met some centaurs.
And yet,
some centaurs.
Still on scar.
Caught some centaurs.
She looks over at you, Stix, like, yeah, your cheese covered in scar.
He's got bloody tons of them, yeah.
Just one or two. Not on my back, just want to point that out. But, yeah.
Well, that's appropriate.
There's three really good ones on my stomach.
Yeah, I don't really scar. It's
well,
yeah, I've noticed that actually.
It's good to have closure. I didn't know he was dead, but I thought he probably must be. He's been gone 10 years.
I'm sorry to be the one to bring you this news.
It's good to have news, but if he's walking now unquiet, if you had to run.
I couldn't lay his body to rest, and that's one thing that I need to do still. And I promise you I will do it. I'm not going to leave him out there.
She goes over to a kitchen cabinet and kind of pulls a drawer open and sort of reaches in through the back and rummages and pulls out a small leather pouch, and she hands it to you. Use these.
Open the pouch and...
It's 2 platinum coins.
Fuck off!
Kind of all right, shopping.
Probably has
shopping. She gets the sword and stabs you.
I don't say that, obviously. That would be in terrible taste.
Raoul definitely thought it.
I understand Raoul was thinking it quite loud.
I don't even think Raoul would think it. I just couldn't resist the joke.
Raoul's gonna get some new sandals.
All right, oops. Baby needs a new pair of sandals.
Hiking sandals, please. She gives
gonna
you
get me some
pouch.
Air Jordans.
But as well as bringing you this news, I was hoping my friends here have got stuff to do in Akros, and I can't go there. I mean, you know that.
No,
like,
no, of course.
I was afraid to even come see you. I'll be honest.
I'm not surprised. I didn't give you the warmest welcome. Let's be fair.
It's fine. I'm used to it. But if I could hide here until this lot are done with, you know, what they got to do at the choosing and that, then I'd be forever grateful. I won't rest on my laurels either. I can help out around the vineyard when it's dark, so nobody else sees me.
We wouldn't say no to someone pushing barrels around.
I mean, I've got other gifts too, any kind of tats.
He's not just
this is
a barrel
delicious.
Pusher.
She reaches for a slice of pigeon.
Well, you'll not have to pay any money on groceries for a bit while I'm here anyway. That should help some.
Well,
especially in times like these.
With
in this economy.
Yeah.
I mean.
With Karametra's blessing, we've not struggled as much as some have around here with Karametra's blessing. I always assumed it was because we were faithful, but every other vineyard around here is faithful too. I guess she... I don't feel worthy of her choice, but she obviously chose a champion, and now I guess I have one too.
No.
I hope Zenny's half drunk when she does that. She sort of leans over and picks your head up slightly from the cup you're half asleep in and just pours you a bit more wine.
To be fair, it's not drunkenness at this point, it's tired drunk. It's just you know that pint where you're just so tired?
Yes.
For me, that's like the first.
Yeah.
I don't need to drink more than like 2 for that to happen.
I'm like halfway through one, I'm like, you know what I need right now? A good sleep.
She makes sure everyone's glass is topped up, and she says, she looks at you, Thrasos, well, lots of work tomorrow, I suppose. And, you gentlemen can head off to Akros, I suppose. It's a long walk.
Why did you look at me when you said that? She's over there. Why do you look at me when you said lady? Is it how I'm dressed? Is it the sandals?
It's the sandals, actually.
These are my finest sandals.
I mean, it did take you several weeks to start calling me female.
Those are your own.
That's also true.
I forget.
Look, do you have anywhere you're going to stay?
We were hoping here.
If you have business in town, it's... Well, obviously you can stay tonight, but if you have business in town, it's a long walk to...
Stay in town, though. Surely we'll stay in town when we get there.
Well, yeah, I know a few places.
No, there you go.
But just as an option, if you go to the Stone Trough, my cousin runs it there. I tell him Sarah sent you, and I'll give you a barrel of something good to pay him with. And if he argues, tell him that I've not forgotten the story about the horse. That'll shut him up.
Please do tell.
We'd love to know, just in case he presses us for details.
How many glasses of wine does this story about the horse cost?
It's all my wine! Apart from his, but it's...
He picks up the bottle and starts pouring her more of her own wine.
She's been keeping up with all of you and is not even slightly drunk because really runs a vineyard.
I really want to do detect thoughts while she's talking about the horse. Just to see if I get an inkling of what that's about.
Can you force the detect thoughts, or is that very dangerous at this point? Is that based on your skill checks?
No, it's... It's a saving throw for her if I really want to probe in, but if I just gleam like surface level, there's no saying. But it would be ungracious to our host, so I won't. I'm just very tempted.
You'll have to do the magic mumbo jumbo out of it
as true.
Well.
Yeah. It would give you away.
Get the copper piece out and be like, maybe now you'll tell me. Let me see about this horse again.
Meow.
I've got stories about goats.
Not as good as Garvin's story about a horse, trust me. But I'm not going to tell you.
Does it involve a stepladder?
No. Or maybe. No!
So yeah, we'll go to bed, and then we will...
Does she actually have a spare bed?
There's no spare rooms, but she gestures over to a selection of nice couches in a sort of a seating area, like a lounge area.
Is it big enough to pop the hut? Anyway,
you'd have to move the coffee table out of the way, but you can pop the hut if you want.
Can we not have the coffee table in the hut?
You could also have the coffee table in the hut. If you
do we need a hut?
It's you're in a very comfy house.
That's true.
Thinking we'll sleep, we'll leave Big T, and we'll crack on to White Grass. Get that done.
You want someone to stay with you while you're hanging around here, keep you company?
I'll be alright.
I don't really have a lot to do in Akros, to be honest, so if you were, wanted
it's
someone to chat
legal.
To. That's, I could, teach you to read or something.
I mean, I'll be pretty busy around, helping with the vineyard,
sure?
I reckon. If you really want to stay, that's up to you. I'm not going to...
You're sure you're all right?
I mean,
I'll
be fine.
I'm just thinking of your well-being, is all.
Yeah. I think I'll like it, kind of, helping out and giving something to...
I just need a break from sticks, really. He keeps slapping me, and I don't like
it. I noticed that. It's
I'll stop.
He is needlessly violent.
I'm all for violence when there's a need, but...
Are all the soldiers like this? This is police brutality, is what this is. But as long as you're all right.
I'll be fine,
just go to a library or something. You won't find me in there.
If you see any books you think I might like,
be a city of sticks. Do you really think there's a single library in there?
It's a big city. There's got to be a library, though.
You
sure.
Can both fuck up. There'll be a couple of books written.
There's
got to
be something somewhere.
It's a coloring book where you don't have to stay inside the lines.
Paint by numbers, but all the numbers are lower than five.
You fuck up at all, guys.
Is there any what's a nice, easy language that I could potentially teach Frasos later? He already knows how to read common, right?
I can read and write, yeah.
Right. There's not really any easy ones.
They all take a couple of months
to
learn.
I'll just pick a really ambitious one, like Celestial.
To be fair, of all the ones to learn, that's probably going to be the most useful.
I will write you a book on how to read Celestial, because I doubt there is one. I doubt you can just buy a book, teach yourself Celestial, the fucking Duolingo doesn't have Celestial as an option.
Yeah,
so I will write my own set of scrolls for pronunciation guides for Celestial.
Nice.
And I'll bring that back when we get back from Akros.
That sounds fun. And I'll teach you Minotaur. If you don't know Minotaur.
I can read it, but I don't necessarily know how to pronounce all the words.
I will teach you the correct cadence of Moo.
That'd be really good, actually. I'd like that.
Different social situations.
Sarah looks over at you guys having this last little chat, and she picks up a glass of wine and says, I think I'm going to go to bed. You can meet Thatrius in the morning.
Quick question.
Thatrius.
And she picks up the glass, looks at it, picks up a bottle of wine, fills it to the top, and then picks up another bottle of wine and takes both upstairs.
Is your son going to freak out when he sees a Minotaur on the couch?
Probably!
I think she might have a drinking problem, you know, because she put a
lot
I don't think it's a problem.
She put a lot
She seems perfectly fine.
She put a lot of that wine away.
She's got wine, my manager.
Yeah.
It's not a drinking problem. It's only a problem when I run out.
She's got vineyard.
And I live in a vineyard.
It's afternoon the previous day.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's about 1:30 at this point.
So yeah, we'll get some sleep and then we'll head off to Akros in the morning.
Do you want to try and sort of nick off to Akros in the morning early and leave Thrasos to meet Thatrius?
Do you want to meet the family? What time are we on now?
I think if we all meet...
You're about 2 now, yeah.
So that means the earliest we're going to be able to get up after a
it's
long
about
rest
10,
is
yeah.
10.
At that point.
Yeah, but kids sleep loads, don't they? You know, like, what age is this kid?
We don't know.
We have no idea, do we?
Did Thrasos ever say how old he was?
Demetrius never said how old he was, but now you know he's been gone 10 years, yeah.
He's probably like a teenager. Teenagers sleep all day. If we all met the kid, that might be a bit overwhelming for him as well.
I mean,
we should
just fuck off as soon as we wake up, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll sleep.
Okay.
And we'll head up in the morning.
You sleep, you wake up in the morning, and as you wake up, you realise that some nice sort of gentle breakfast wines have been laid out on the coffee table.
I like the idea of breakfast wines.
Yeah, with a little note saying, I know you don't need it, S. And the house appears to be empty. They are working.
I am going to give Thrasos a big manly hug. Tell him to have fun.
Thrasos will return the hug, lift you up a bit and like crack your back.
I needed that.
Sounded good.
I'm too big for these sofas. Tell him to have fun, and that if he needs us, I'm sure he'll figure out a way of contacting us somehow.
I will just send someone to
I'll leave Altair here.
He's
not actually back yet.
He's still.
Have we sent him off?
You sent him off to.
Yeah,
we
sent him somewhere, didn't we?
To deliver the news to the dead Hydra. He's not caught up with you because you're in the mountains.
He's a dick.
And although that was a short flight.
That was a short flight. He should have found you by now, but he's a dick.
He probably stopped in town for like a beer and...
There was a thunderstorm.
And there was a... He probably didn't fly during the thunderstorm.
So, however, as you do... I completely forgot to tell you that you have dreams. So before you get any of your breakfast wine... Styx.
Yo.
You see in your dreams, in the spectral realm of blackness and grey smoke, you see two smallish figures with... golden masks on their face, and one quite a lot larger figure. You've got a better view of them now. Give me a quick insight check, actually. Like, you're seeing them better.
What range? That is a 12.
12. Possibly you are more familiar with them now. You've got a better sort of vision of their physicality. You still can't pick anything out. It's also, they wear the masks over their face.
Is it like the mask I took off?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I see the masks clearly so I can see what?
Yes. So there is... let me just check. You can't quite see them clearly. It's still the gold face mask with the chin missing and something up the sides, but they kind of disappear up into smoke, so you can't see any of the of the styling that yours and Fisher's had. One of the skinnier of ones looks at you and looks at the sort of empty space in the circle and says, "So, fighter, what did you do?"
Killed him. He's a prick. And you know what? I'm coming for you. then I'm coming for you. I'm going to look at this big boy and I'm going to be like, I'm coming for you.
We thought you might be difficult. Father thought you might be difficult.
Yeah, well, I'm coming for him as well.
Maybe.
Definitely.
We three and Fisher all played our parts, and the great game is moving to its final phases.
You're responsible for killing my family as well.
Fisher was. It was all part of the plan.
Right, so you're definitely getting fucking killed now, bitch boy.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is, when I take your head from your shoulders.
There's only a few more pawns to manoeuvre. I think three knights will be sufficient. And the vision starts to fade.
And as it's fading, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to kill all three of you at the same time if I need to. And I'm just going to like, flip them off.
Yep.
Fuck you!
Yeah, the vision fades.
Yeah.
Zenny and Thrasos, you have the most comfortable night's sleep you've had in a very, very long time.
Oh, two exhaustions level?
No, just one exhaustion level off. It's comfy, but it's not more comfy than usual. However, you do all get all your hit dice back because it's such a comfy night's sleep. Somewhere very messy.
I've not spent any anyway.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we can't remember the last
couldn't time. Remember if you had. But Ral, you have a dream. You have the same dream as you had before. Both of the dreams from before sort of layered on top of each other. So you see the book being grabbed by a dove and flown away to the last leaf. You see the map laid out below you and being attacked and the map folding into the shape of the book. And then you see, again, extending. The book opens itself back out again. And you see the single bird and the vultures, but this time it fights back and pecks the eyes of the vultures, and the rest of them flee. The three other doves that were with it before rejoin it and fly onward through wind and storms to a sturdy nest in a strong tree. The nest seems strong, but there is something within, a termite. As you alight in this strong-looking nest, bulls charge underneath and destroy the tree, knocking it down, and the nest is lost among the tumult, and the birds fly away again, higher this time than before, with Theros laid out below, Nyx above, and beneath Theros you can see through into the underworld and the tracks of the river Tartix all around, all visible to your keen birdie eye. And out west, at the very edge of the sea, a bright light on the edge of all that there is. And then you come gradually to waking. Breakfast wine on the coffee table.
No coffee on the coffee table.
There is
you might need it.
There is also some coffee.
If there's never coffee on this coffee table, then it's just a wine table. It's not a coffee table.
I'm fine with a wine table.
It's just a wine table, which is fine, but let's make sure we're just they're accurate.
You glance around.
Call it what it is. Yeah.
You glance around and you realise that as you pick your head off a pillow, you realise that if it's not got any coffee on it, it's just a wine table is embroidered on a pillow that you were sleeping on.
Nice. I like it. No, I wondered where that came from.
Is it next to like a wall hanging that says live, laugh, love?
There is as well, yeah. It's except instead of love,
God,
it says wine.
Live, laugh, wine. Live, laugh, wine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna inform my compatriots of my dream. Let them know that, you know, final pawns being pushed into place.
What's up, pawn?
P-A-W. we still don't know for definite who my father is, but we know it's Grufix without any, but not Grufix.
It's not Grufix.
Felix.
It's the other one. It's
the other one that has it.
The
tricksy
one.
The douche. Mm.
When he says pawns,
P-A-W-N.
Like
chess pawn.
I know what you mean, but. Is he referring to us?
I have no idea.
Like, is he trying to move us around, like chess pawns?
I don't know. Like, he just said the final pawns are being moved into place. Mm. But I did mention that when they mentioned about Fisher, I told him he was dead, and that I was coming for them next.
Cool. Yeah. So I guess we're doing that then.
Yeah. Well, one of them is a big, strong boy. These are all yours. Just so you know.
Oh, I'll put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
get him with my magical
level.
I had a weird dream as well. You know, it's weird that we all had dreams.
You guys up here?
No, I just slept really.
Okay,
really
well. That's less weird if we didn't all have. It's more, I guess, coincidence that half of us have dreams.
Yeah, always like that.
I had dreams that there was like a beach volleyball tournament at the choosing.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
And yeah,
we all look for that.
That's what I dreamed.
That's definitely a wine dream. That one
is it.
Oh. Yeah.
I had a dream where the Aroan Games there was like competitive reading, and then I won all the medals and they crowned me king of all of Pharos for my wisdom.
I mean, that's not actually that odd of in the dream.
No, but then after that, I had another dream.
And then Akros turned into a giant banana and then, a donut fell onto it. I don't know what it means.
Then after that, I had another dream, which was like the dream... I've told you about the dream I had before with the bird and the last leaf and the map and stuff.
Yeah. I think you have.
I have. I have. Maybe not in that much detail, but I definitely did. It was like that, but longer. Like, there was another bit to it.
Okay.
Like, I could see... more with the, like, the first time I had the dream, it was like I had this map inside this book that allowed me to see things, which, you know, like the book, but this time it looked like I was able to see more things, like see beyond Pharos.
Can you see more?
I don't know, I haven't looked at it yet. I'm telling you about it.
We'll get that thick, big tome.
And then also, I'll whip out my thick tome. I'll whip it out in a minute. But the other bit that was interesting is the last time I had this dream and I was able to see Pharos through this book, it was just the one bird. Because for some reason I'm a bird in this dream. I don't get that bit, but...
visions be visioning.
Yeah, but this time there was four of us, like four birds. Like maybe...
Weren't there four birds last time?
No, but there was four before. Like when, but then when I look at the book, it was just the me bird, the one bird, which I presume is me. But then this time there were four. Like if I can see things through the book, maybe I can show those things to other people as well. Like maybe I can show you, like take you with me when I do my book thing.
Do you reckon we could lend our intelligence to your...
I think if anything, that will make
really
it even more difficult.
Really helpful. No,
if anything, that will make it more difficult.
Make it less dangerous for you.
I get the feeling like it will have the opposite effect.
What are the chances of Thrasos passing a DC 20 intelligence saving throw?
I think zero with that.
Is it zero?
I mean,
negative one.
I'd have to roll a... I mean, yeah, no, actually, no, yeah.
That's
20s don't mean anything.
Yep. Have you still got that
Bardic
Inspiration? That's true.
I used it last time. I used it.
Yep. Well, have to tell some more stories before you give it a go.
So I cannot cast that.
Nope, there you go, perfect.
I will, I'll whip out my thick, girthy tome. And have a look at the map.
Yeah, you've got to strange the map. And you discover a few things that were not visible before. You realise that you kind of can layer it more three-dimensional. Like the mountain stuck out before, but you can kind of Tony Stark it. I was going to say Doctor Strange, but actually you can Tony Stark 3D hologram it kind of thing to bring it up.
Look at that. Can they see when I do this, or is it just me?
Yeah, it's kind of hologrammy.
Look at that shit. Look at this. Warm. I'll bring you like up and down. Up.
Yeah.
Mountain goes up. Hill goes up. Hill goes down.
Exactly.
Hill goes up. Hill goes down.
And as you sort of bring it up, you can see, you realise that you can see above the layer you had before, you can see Nyx and the starry sky as kind of, well, except now it's daytime, so it's starry over sort of all around and with a central sort of space of daytime. And you can see the sun moving across the sky with the symbol of Heliod.
Oh, he's on the
a
sun!
A crown.
There we
moving
go.
Moving with the sun.
That makes sense.
Let's see, who else can you see? You can see Kronos, and you can see Kronos in a constellation of the symbol of the blue eye with a constellation around it, which is also the eye. You can see Clothis' spindle symbol in the moon. You can see Farika, snake symbol within a constellation of the snake.
And
Thassa, the wave symbol in another constellation.
Can I see Krufix anywhere?
You cannot see Krufix. However, as you lift a little more
beyond the next,
you see.
I think I've figured it out. Like, I can't see him because
you are him.
He is the book.
Well, as you raise it up a little bit more, you can see Pharos itself with everything as it was before. Still no Mogis. I thought you might want to know about that one.
Oh yeah.
Below, you see the underworld, almost like a sort of spring working its way downwards as the river all around the outside of the underworld acts like a coiled spring. And you can see Athreos, the symbol of a crescent moon, moving along the Tartix River. And right at the very, very bottom, you can see a serene face of Erebos at the very, very lowest layer of the underworld. And the one final thing you have, the map shows that you did not have before, is a compass symbol with all the arrows in white, except for 3 out of the 8 cardinal directions are now red instead of white. The northeast, the east, and the southeast are now red. It's like a clock face going round.
Oh, that's new. That wasn't there before. The compass. Is the compass orientated the right way, like north and actually north and stuff like that? Like,
and does that change if you move, like, turn
the compass?
It doesn't fix itself because it's.
Okay, so it's not my compass, it's the compass relative to the map, it's not my. Okay. That's new. I think there might have been a compass there before, but I didn't notice it. But sure, it's a map, right? Surely there'd be a compass on the map.
Why are those bits red?
Oh, maybe they ran out of ink.
Can you touch it?
Well, I'll poke it. Just poke the compass. Just
boop. You don't get any particular effect.
It doesn't do anything. Just
your finger just goes straight through it, I'm guessing.
Just touches the paper, I guess. Like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, you don't get any effect from poking the compass.
Okay.
This is completely...
But now I can see into the underworld. That's pretty rad.
That is.
And you can see the Nyx.
I can see the Nyx.
Cool.
And look, there's Heliot, the big glowy bastard.
I imagine if I tried to look at that, it'd be like just staring into the sun and my eyes...
Don't look directly at it.
Don't look directly at Heliod. That's what they say, right?
You can't gaze upon his glory.
Your eyes will be fine.
Yeah, you can't gaze upon his glory, though, right?
That's... It makes him really uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
What about, like, the other
go
usual
talk to
suspects?
Go talk to
like, is Karamitra still where Karamitra
She's still north of Skofos.
Phoenix?
Still kicking around in Akros.
Oh, your buddy, your boy. Papa, he's in Akros if you want to go and, you know... garrot him. Oh, that could also be your favourite word, garrot.
I think that's a bit long.
Yeah.
Too many syllables.
Strangle.
Sticks, what was that you said about your dream where the guy, the person said something about 3 nights?
He said, they mentioned 3 nights. What was it, Ross? 3 nights would be enough or something?
3 nights would be enough. 3 nights would be sufficient.
Did they pronounce a K?
Well,
they did talk about pawns.
It's a silent night, so... Well, a silent K on the word of night.
Yeah, but they might just mean, like, 3 days and 3 nights.
Well, I don't fucking know. They were talking about pawns, so I'm going to assume they meant knights and chess.
Silent K is actually what they called crucifix at university.
I literally handed that to someone.
I know, right?
I was like, somebody needs to make a fucking crucifix joke on that.
He ran a pirate radio station.
Yes! There you go. Alma 3s, 6s and 7s. Welcome to Silent K.
Just
1 a.m. till 6.
Makes sense that, you know, sneaky McGee is here, and if this thing's kicking off, that's what
right,
I reckon anyway.
You said you had, in your dream, the birds landed in a big-ass tree.
Yeah, it's the tree, big tree. And then the bulls bulldozed it. The bulls bulldozed it, yeah.
As they are wont to do.
Yeah, as bulls do. They dozed right through it.
We do doze.
That could be quite significant because it could mean as an attack of attack. Because if we, you know...
The nest could be Akros.
Akros is the sturdy place because it's Akros.
Yeah.
It's constantly being attacked. There could be an attack in, and it could be either by the Minotaurs or alternatively the cult of Mogus.
But it's a tree. Akros isn't a tree. That'd be Setessa.
No, you can't take it that literally. The nest is just a safe place, just a safe resting place. That could be any city.
Visions and shit are weird, aren't they?
You literally were the one who said this. Yeah. You were like, oh, visions are weird, and now you're taking this one.
There's
like
symbology.
Face value.
Symbology and stuff.
I'm just saying, there is a city that if you were to sort of guess any city were a tree, it wouldn't be Akros.
If it's a sturdy tree...
Mm. Akros is sturdy as fuck.
It's the sturdiest of boys.
So, having checked your map and woken up and had some breakfast wine, I wonder if now might be a good time to wrap up the episode and we'll see where everyone goes the next morning. Or sort of almost lunchtime.
Well,
we'll
just go straight. We're going straight to Akros, aren't we?
Yeah. We will wrap the episode up there, I think. Then, so Thrasos chills out in the home, or maybe goes to find the family. Mm. We'll see about that next time. And the three of you head out onto the open plain towards the rising sun and Akros. Wait, no. with the rising sun at your back, heading towards Akros. It's my...
it's Heliod. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
It's my
He'll
setting.
Raise it in the north one day.
He just churned around and went, I'm going to go a different route today.
I'm going to take
a different route
you
to
want,
work today.
I want a really long day today. I'm just going to have a siesta.
He just goes in the middle in circles.
Have a siesta up there.
Ral checks the map. He's like, Jesus, fuck, he really is on the wrong side.
What the fuck are you doing? What's going on?
With the rising sun at your back, you head towards Akros, silhouetted beautifully against its cliffside. You're on the actual... upper side of it, the cliff side is beyond.
Feel free to do fan art that does that better justice.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. It's in the book, actually.
Oh, speaking of which, like, you know, in a perfect, like, dream world where, like, one day there's, like, a TV series based on our D&D campaign, because that happens with all D&D
as we know.
Like, that, like, you know, Game of Thrones has the, like, whole Westeros and, like, the whole book, Raoul's book, would be our, like, Game of Thrones intro sequence.
Yes.
The opening title is
that's perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And seeing Heliod just doing donuts in the sky. On his little chariot.
It's an updated version of those, especially a dirt bike. He's just doing wheelies in circles.
So if anyone just wants to go and animate that'd be lovely.
We're
open to contracts.
That'll take like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah. The only thing Heliod is going to say is, I do what I want.
People shit on...
He's dressed as James Dean, obviously.
People shit on, like, D&D in modern settings, but, like, then you forget that you can... have like gods on dirt bikes and cool shit like that. Like,
that's true. Yeah,
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, why not just have gods on dirt bikes?
If you were like, you were a paladin and instead of flying steed, you just had a quad bike, just like.
Have we all played Breath of the Wild?
No.
He gets a bike towards the end. It's great. So anyway, thank you for playing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Phil Bailey and Tabletop Audio. Throw me right on. That was a good one, though. Oh my god, so much emotion. I'm going to have a little cry afterwards. Thank you to Phil Bailey and Tabletop Audio for the music. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or indeed Patreon, which is what pays the bills. All of those are at Mythic Podyssey. And if you could give us a review, that'd be awesome. If you think we're great, 5 stars is great. And from all of us here, may you have a safe and exciting Odyssey of your own, and thank you for coming with us on ours. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Do we get a level up?
No.